Gary, Andrew, here we are at Quorn. It's great to be back on football, obviously strange circumstances, but 5-0 win, a clean sheet. How did you see today's?
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's a fantastic day for us in terms of the fact that we haven't played no football for like, you know, 5 months, and the boys have been itching to get some minutes under their belts, and today was one of those occasions where I just said, go out and blow the cobwebs off. We have been working hard behind the scenes in training and stuff, but I did say I wouldn't put a lot of emphasis on a lot of the stuff that we do work with. It was more a chance for the boys, like I said, to get some minutes and blow those cobwebs off. And I think they've come out and done that in a good fashion today.
Yeah, first half looked really hungry. Everybody looked like they were on it, really like they'd not stepped away for too long.
Yeah, well, that's like what I said to you, you know, when you haven't played for like 5 months and stuff like that, and you're training week in, week out, there comes a time when you need a game of football, don't you? You need a match. I think we went short today in the first half of 4 months.
So, Andrew, obviously, master tactician, did you set them up differently second half, first half?
I think the first half, like as I said, we've been working hard in training, so we've been doing a lot of training. We've had seven sessions in terms of pre-season. We've had some optional sessions, which a lot of lads have been coming to, so they've had about 15 sessions in terms of the optional ones. So the lads have been really hungry and really good like that. So where we set them up in the first half is how we normally the shape what we normally do. We played the same, but it was just what I was happy with is the new lads who integrated into that shape. So I shot my kid, the Limp and Meekle, Kyra and that. They sort of integrated really, really quickly into that. So it was really, really good. In the second half, obviously, we made a lot of changes. I think whenever you make sort of like loads of changes, six or seven changes, then you're going to get sort of that disruption to sort of the rhythm. And it was the same setup to start off with, and then after 20 minutes, we sort of like slightly changed it with the young man Ryan Tate going into a four and pushing a couple more on. So I think it was just the rhythm and sort of the day being hot, and obviously because obviously Corn was behind, they sort of changed their shape, and sort of I think their gaffer got on half time obviously for a better a reaction, if you like, which they gave a little bit of reaction, but we obviously scored in the second half as well. So I'm delighted with the what we've done in training. I'm just delighted, for me, and so much said about sort of blowing the cobwebs, and it was about that, but the sort of how they've delivered today on the training, sorry, on the match, in match day from training, is really, really good. It's really positive to say it's game one. And then obviously there's a lot of hard work to be done, and some more tests to come, obviously, which will give us more insight. But I'm just really delighted, like you said, that the lads showed that hunger. And when we preached at the start, that, you know, winning mentality is a thing that you've got to build at a club. So winning is important to us, whether it's a friendly or it's a league game.
Obviously, so current circumstances mean that the fans can't be here. We've tried to convey it on the radio. Obviously, you're telling us exactly what we've seen. But what would your message be to other fans who are out there desperate to see Tamworth?
Obviously, first and foremost, you've got to thank Lambs Media for covering the game on Mix and also on Twitter. I know you're eager to come and see what's cooking behind the scenes. That time will come, but we are working hard daily behind the scenes. Andy, Tom, myself, you know, we're working hard. The players, we all are working hard, and we're pushing and giving a big effort. And hopefully, you'll be able to come and see, you know, the culmination of everything what we've been doing behind the scenes very, very soon. Keep supporting us and keep watching Lambs Media for all the news and highlights and the commentaries and stuff like that.
Society, people miss their hairdressers. I'm still missing mine, but we've missed the fans loads. Like you can see that in just the atmosphere around it. It's not the same without the fans, and just saying, it really pains me that we can't get the fans in for pre-season games and can't get them in. Hopefully we can get them in pretty soon. But when you see sort of some of the images of beaches and stuff like that, it really does pain me, because as a football club and stuff like that, we could sort of like take care of the fans and keep them safe. But we're eager for them to get back in, and so the lads as well. Because the atmosphere, I'm looking forward to see Ivor as well. It's always has a chat with me and people like that. So I'm really missing them, and just the atmosphere that they bring to the ground. And non-league fans at all levels of non-league are vital, and that's shown up massively with what's come out in the media lately. And so we're missing them big time.
brilliant. So we move on to next Saturday. We've been told today we've got Loughborough at the Lamb, obviously behind closed doors again. Is that sort of a game you go into in a similar fashion, similar sort of opposition?
Yeah, we'll go into it with the same mentality. Like Andy says, you know, you want to try and breed that winning mentality. And it's a chance for the boys, like I said, to get more minutes in their legs. And for the new players, it's a chance for them to get an understanding of how we want them to play and how the rest of the boys play, and integrate themselves into that. And it's going to be a tougher test as we go along. There'll be tougher tests. You know, we've got tough decisions to make as a management team, you know what I mean? So it's another opportunity for us to have a look at some more players as well. And yeah, we'll be up and ready for it as well.
Final question, there's three or four unnamed trialists today, a couple of names that are recognised. Are those sort of long-term goals for you, or just looking at you, or can you not sell?
I think
it's one of them. It's pre-season, isn't it? Yeah. And everybody's getting a chance to stake a claim.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. You know, they're getting an opportunity, they're getting a chance to stake a claim. And like I said before, we've got some tough decisions to make about, you know, what we can do and what we can't do. And obviously, those decisions are yet to be made. But everyone's staking a claim for a shirt, for a position at the club, you know what I mean? So they're making our job tough, but we'll make the right decisions that we feel are beneficial for the team and for the football.
It's on present performance as well, so there's no leaves at the club. Everyone has to grab for their place. That too, that's what we're trying to create, that everyone has to come in and work on. So last year we boxed that off, we did really, really well. It's a new season and everyone has to graft, and everyone's going to have that clean slate to start games and to perform. And the competition we've got is healthy. People are pushing each other in training, which is good. It's a good atmosphere. But they'll push each other and they'll earn their minutes on the pitch from their performances and their application and attitude to work on.
Brilliant. There's definitely an ethos that comes through from both of you. So fantastic today then. Hopefully we'll see you again next Saturday, and stay safe.
Cheers.
Cheers, thank you.